Question 1. What changes do people make in their daily routines? In general, I think most people vary what activities and habits they engage in daily. Each day is a new day, and no one can predict what is around the corner. Therefore, our day-to-day habits change frequently. For example, someone may normally have their lunch every day at 1 p.m. However, if they suddenly have a daily meeting scheduled at 1 p.m, then they will have to change their daily routine. Sometimes, people don't even need a reason. A lot of people like to change for the sake of change, so they update their daily routine to try something new. Essentially, life is quite unpredictable, and changes to our daily routine are often a necessity. Question 2. Do young people like making changes in their daily routines more than older people? I have always thought that young people are more versatile and willing to accept change in their daily lives than those of the older generation. My reasoning for this is that older people are more set in their ways, while younger people are up for experimentation and trying new things. For example, someone in their 80s may have been following the same lunch routine for the past 20 years, and to change it would be a very big deal. In contrast to this, someone in their 20s will not have a lot of long-established habits, so making changes to their routine feels easy and natural. I think for these reasons, young people like making changes to their daily routines more than older people. Question 3. Is it good for people to keep making changes in their daily routines? Personally, I think it is a great benefit to people's mental health and general mood to make changes in their daily routines. Without changes to our daily routine, it is easy to become demoralized, bored, and apathetic. When every day feels the same, the days start feeling lackluster. For example, if a man who works for a business in the inner city goes to the same place for lunch every single day, then eventually they will become bored of the food and it will no longer be tasty. It is for this reason that it is good to have some variety in your life and to change up your daily behavior. So, in conclusion, I think it is good for people to keep making changes in their daily routines, or else life becomes repetitive. Question 4. Is it a good idea for people to change job regularly? I have always been apprehensive about the idea of changing jobs regularly. In fact, there are many disadvantages in doing so. The first drawback is that if someone changes their job too regularly, it is difficult for them to gain experience or to learn and consolidate skills and knowledge. If they are always changing job, then they never have the time to develop properly as employees. This is something future employers will recognize on their CV. Another downside to changing jobs regularly is that people do not have the time to build bonds and friendships with their colleagues. This makes changing jobs regularly a rather lonely and sad activity. So, I think it is a bad idea for people to change job regularly. Question 5. Is being promoted at work always a change for the better? From the stories I have been told by others, I think there are many, often unconsidered negative effects of being promoted at work. For sure, it is nice to have a pay rise and access to a better office, as well as the other advantages of being promoted. But these advantages come with many new stresses. For instance, being promoted almost always involves taking on longer hours and a heavier workload, not to mention a wealth of new responsibilities and risks that pertain to your role. Therefore, being promoted puts a lot of pressure on a person, which can have negative effects on their health. So I would say that being promoted at work isn't always a change for the better. Question 6. How can working in another country change a person's view of the world? It is a commonly held opinion that life experience in other countries broadens a person's understanding of the world around them. I think working in another country often leads to people having a better understanding of other cultures and customs, which also makes them more aware of their own culture and customs. For example, every country has its own set of rules and traditions on how to be polite and formal when interacting with others socially. Often, these customs are very different from our own. Before we know about another country's customs, we may often assume they are being impolite and rude because we are assessing them based on our own customs. So, I think working in another country can make people more understanding.